Welcome to the Effective Engineering Manager podcast.
Hi, Slava. It's your time today. What would you like to talk about?
Today, I'd like to talk about how to do design reviews effectively and how to train the team on the process.
So, what are the effective design reviews and why are they important?
The effective design reviews are the reviews that produce high-quality architectures by accommodating teams' input. And effective design reviews are important because high-quality software architectures minimize redesigns and rewrites.
And how do we do design reviews to help bring about results?
We do effective design reviews by following these five steps. Prepare a draft of the architecture document. Review it with each of your peers on a one-on-one basis. Accommodate feedback as much as you can. Review the design in the team setting. And then review the design with your boss and publish the final version of the architecture.
Well, that sounds good and succinct. A great, concise list. Tell me more about this.
Sure. Let's look into these five steps in detail. First of all, we start with preparing the draft of the architecture document. And this is an important step because it allows us to think what is that we are designing and to implement this initial vision. And it's worth mentioning that you as an engineering manager have to develop a minimal set of requirements for the architecture document. And my own pretty stable set of requirements for the architecture document is the following. First, each design document has to have an introduction section that explains the problem that this design is trying to solve. And the introduction has to have a block diagram, which has maybe 5 to 6 components and the connections between them that allows the reader or the viewer to get a good idea of what is this design about without having to read through possibly multiple pages of text and diagrams. And second, the design document has to have one or more sequence diagrams that describe how key components of the design interact. And the third, the design document has to have a conclusion which summarizes the key points of the design. And that's pretty much the minimal set. And I recommend that engineering managers work with their teams to extend this minimal set and build their own requirements for the design document.
That's great. And so what tools do you recommend for managing and building design reviews?
Speaking of tools, the design reviews are all about the teamwork. So we have to use the tools that allow us to share the information. And there are two main categories of tools. The first category is online tools, and these are the best because they allow us to move information around without sending physical or electronic copies of the documents. And these online tools can be wikis, or it can be any sort of online document sharing tools. And the second category is offline tools. These are the tools that allow you to create and send around documents.
You mentioned that design reviews should start with individual conversations. Why is that important?
Yes. Once the draft of the design document is ready, the next step is to review the design with your peers that are going to participate in the team review. And you have to do it on a one-on-one basis. And I want to stress doing it on a one-on-one basis before the team review. If we start with the team review, your team may have strong opinions about how things have to be done. And because they express these opinions in a public setting, they will feel compelled to stick to their points of view, because the moment someone begins to disagree with those points in the public setting, it becomes a matter of self-respect, and often the architecture discussions turn into a fight between people defending their own pride. And as a result, the team-first architecture reviews often end up being ineffective and the team getting frustrated. And when we do it on a one-on-one basis, first of all, it shows undivided attention from the engineer who is doing the design. And second, it allows the reviewer to share their thoughts without being blocked by the need to defend their point of view. And usually it works like this. The engineer comes to the reviewer and says, hey, I would like you to look at this design I'm working on, and I would like you to share your input. I cannot promise that I will accommodate everything, but I will do my best to accommodate as much as I can. And the next step is to accommodate the input, and once you are done, send the updated document to the reviewer with a note saying, hey, I have accommodated your points A, B, and C, and D, and thank you for your input. And this demonstrates that you paid attention and accommodated their input as much as you could. Then you go through each of the reviewers one by one, accommodate their inputs, follow the same cycle of getting the input, accommodating, showing the updated document. And once this is done, the next thing is to do the design review in the team setting. And when we enter the design review with the team, we already have an agreement because the input of each member of the team has been already accommodated and they can see that their contribution to the design. There may be some last moment suggestions, thoughts, but the opportunities for major disagreements are almost non-existent at that point. And once the team review is complete, an agreement is reached, you have to tell the team that you will review it with the boss as the last step, and in case the technical type and that you will share with the team the final document that accommodates the boss's input.
I think that's really important, especially what you mentioned about having one-on-one interactions up front and gathering as much input and feedback as you can, trying to accommodate. And on top of that, why is it important for the boss to be the last one who reviews the design document?
Yes, this is important to put your boss as the last reviewer, because if we involve our managers before the one-on-one stage or the team review, the team's input may disagree with the input of your boss, and you may have to reject their input because of that. And the team will feel that their input is not going to be respected, and they may be less creative or less open in providing their input. But when the boss gets the opportunity to be the last one to look at it before the document is finalized, then there is no any sort of animosity because the final decision is on the boss. And it makes sense to tell your boss that the team reviewed it and everyone agrees with the design and that you are looking for a sign-off. And at this point, the design is a result of the joint intellectual contribution of the team. So the chances of dramatic changes are low. And once your boss has contributed, go ahead and share the final version of the architecture document with the broad team for their reference. Now, the amount of work required to do this may be 5 times more than just crafting something up and letting the team tear it apart. But the effectiveness of this approach is incomparably greater because it's using the maximum of team's input compared to the public review first.
Yeah, I think that also is extremely important. And you're absolutely right about the overall effectiveness is a lot better when you front load all that work and time because it's much more well spent. How do we as managers train our teams on the process for effective design reviews? What do we need to do?
Yes, first I suggest engineering managers do it themselves a couple of times. And second, build a presentation and run a training meeting with the team. After that, managers should watch for the situations when the team does it the old way and course correct by providing feedback on a one-on-one basis.
Slava, that was great stuff. Can you give our listeners a checklist that they can use to self-check that they are doing design reviews effectively?
Yes, here's the checklist. Number one, prepare a draft of the design of the architecture document or design document. Number two, review the draft with the reviewers on a one-on-one basis. Number three, accommodate the feedback as much as you can. Number 4, review the design in the team setting. And number 5, review the design with your boss and publish the final version of the architecture document.
Outstanding. Thank you, Slava. Looking forward to more good stuff.
Thank you, Adam. More good stuff is coming.